Any health-related information on the following show provides general information only. Content presented on any show by any host or guest should not be substituted for a doctor's advice. Always consult your physician before beginning any new diet, exercise, or treatment program.
Welcome to Accelerated Health Radio on W4HC Radio, where you can learn to accelerate your body, mind, and spirit to reclaim the true potential that exists within you through cutting-edge wellness tools and modalities. Here's your host, Sarah Banta.
Welcome to Accelerated Health Radio. I'm your host, Sarah Banta. I'm a health coach, supplement expert, and busy mom of three teenagers. I believe that your body does want to and is capable of rebuilding itself, regardless of what chronic diseases you may have. And I'm here for you to answer your questions and bring you innovative and cutting-edge technology and health solutions to empower you and your ability to reach your optimal state of health. So today I want to talk about how to get your body to burn fat. I'm so often asked, especially from women, I work out hard, I eat clean, and nothing's budging. A lot of times it can be hormonal, and on my website, acceleratedhealthproducts.com, under the blog section, I talk about the fat-storing hormones and how to get them in place, so that can be the problem. But today I just wanted to go through the fuel sources that you take in and how to get your fat loss goals or reach them. So let's first talk about what your body burns first. Number one, alcohol. Don't kill me. I'm not telling you never to drink, but you should know what happens to your body when you do, especially if your goal is weight loss. Whether we like it or not, alcohol is viewed by our bodies as a poison. Essentially, the body stops burning fat or any other calories and says, we need to get rid of this poison ASAP. So there's no storage capacity for alcohol in the body. And that's why it is the body's first priority to get it out. It will stop everything else, stop the carbs, the fat, the protein, just to get that alcohol out. So, and this is why you can get alcohol poisoning. No one ever talks about getting carb poisoning or fat poisoning because the body has an ability to store those, but it does not store alcohol. So when the blood has more than it can metabolize, there's nowhere for it to go, and alcohol messes with your hormones. It has been shown to increase your estrogen, which is one of the three fat-storing hormones, and that beer belly that can develop is also known as that estrogen belly. This is in men and women. So men, you are increasing your estrogen just from alcohol. It makes sense that it also decreases testosterone. Testosterone is that good-feeling hormone that gives you energy, sex drive, and a drive for life. Testosterone is important for both men and women. And alcohol is also known to stimulate your appetite. So not only does it take away your judgment on what to eat, it makes what you eat what you want to eat more. Lastly, there's really no need for it biologically. So do I think you should never drink again? No, I'm not saying that. But if you're trying to lose weight, it immediately stops fat burning, and your liver wants to get rid of this poison, and your liver is where the fat burning occurs. Number two, carbohydrates. This includes fruits and vegetables. They are carbohydrates. People always ask me, what fruits can you eat on keto? Unfortunately, most fruits are very high in carbs. Some keto-approved fruits would include avocados, olives, coconuts, things that people don't even call fruits. But vegetables that are green have a lot less carbohydrates in them with plenty of fiber. So they're the preferred carbs on a ketogenic diet. Fruits are full of sugar and the carbs can add up quickly. And for instance, one apple has been shown to be between 15 and 25 grams of carbs. And on a typical ketogenic diet, they recommend having 20 grams of carbs a day. So with one apple, you've eaten all of your carbs for the day. If you choose vegetables like salad, cabbage, or cauliflower, you can eat many more without having the carbs add up. And saying all of that, the body has the ability to store between 1,200 and 2,000 calories of carbs. So if your body has more than that to store, it will start packing those carbs into the fat cells with the use of insulin, the second fat-storing hormone. Insulin's job is to take sugar and carbs and direct them into the fat cells and get them out of the blood. Carbs need the highest amount of insulin out of all of the macronutrients. They are also not very satisfying and can can trigger more hunger after eating. So after your insulin increases and your body stores those calories in the fat cells, your blood sugar drops to cause another burst of hunger within 1 or 2 hours. So don't you find it interesting that you could sit down and have a bag of potato chips with no problem, but really have a hard time binging on a ribeye steak? You do not biologically need carbohydrates. This is a myth. Let me say that again. You do not biologically need carbohydrates. Your body can make all the carbs or all the glucose it needs when you're keto adapted from glycerol or stored fat or protein. Collagen is much better at feeding the gut flora than carbohydrates, and many carbohydrates like grains, breads, and beans are actually anti-nutrients, where they not only don't provide the nutrients, but they are actually stealing those nutrients out of the body in addition to causing leaky gut. If you need to know a little more about leaky gut, I explain it thoroughly on my website, acceleratedhealthproducts.com. But when you're looking at carbohydrates, you want to stick to the low-carb green vegetables. Number three is protein, and it's the third macronutrient that your body will burn. The body only has a storage capacity of 300 to 400 calories of it, and it has a thermogenic effect of 25%. And this is why you actually get hot when you eat protein or you eat steak. It also means that for every 100 calories you eat, 25 of those calories are burned through digestion and thermogenesis. So you get some free calories in there. Your body needs protein for that muscle protein synthesis, building that lean muscle. And it's very expensive to turn protein into fuel or glucose. So the body only does it only fuels off of it if it's not in fat burning mode. If your body is burning sugar and runs out of the sugar, it will start eating away at your muscle fibers and look for protein to burn. Protein's essential for building lean muscle mass, needed for hair growth, and also needed for your thyroid. Many people who switch to a vegan diet find that their thyroid health plummets and they end up gaining weight. It's very difficult to get all of the amino acids through a vegan diet. So lastly is fat. Theoretically, there's an unlimited storage capacity on the body to store fat. It needs the smallest amount of insulin to use, and it does raise insulin just a little bit, enough to stop burning fat, and it does break your fast. It's more satiating than the other nutrients, and it's biologically essential to make your hormones and to absorb vitamins like A, D, E, and K for cellular health. So when keto first became popular, there was this belief that you could eat as much fat as you wanted, and this is just not true. Your body needs to be on a calorie deficit diet in order to start burning its own fat. However, by eating a higher fat diet and being keto adapted, your body switches from burning fat that you eat to burning the fat on its body seamlessly without touching that expensive protein and muscle mass that we were talking about earlier. So how do we get our body to burn fat after saying all of that? Number one, you keep the carbs low. Shoot for less than 20 grams because you're probably going to get more. And I recommend those carbs coming from your protein sources or low-calorie green vegetables with lots of fiber. You don't actually need that fiber, but it can help with feeling full when you're switching to a ketogenic diet. Number two, you can use exogenous ketones, and I recommend accelerated keto. Accelerated keto pills are the best pills for fat loss and weight loss on the market. They not only help you get started with that extra brain and physical energy, but they help boost the mood. They cut the sugar cravings and the carb cravings and the alcohol cravings. They help your body learn to burn that fat for fuel on its body. And it actually goes way beyond and cleans the fat out of the liver. You use them for that physical boost, and I use them actually for things like this and getting ready for a podcast or doing a lot of mental work. Number three, you meet your protein goal. Shoot for 0.8 times your lean body mass in grams per day. If you are 100 pounds overweight, you want to calculate that number according to what your ideal weight is and not your current weight. When you look at the composition of most animal proteins, there's a combination of fat and protein in that meat that is usually 1-to-1 ratio in grams, and that's why I believe it's the best protein for lean muscle and fat loss simultaneously. You don't need to add an abundance of butter and oil in your food to get into ketosis. In ketosis, your body will maintain that muscle mass and go straight to burning its own fat. When you're keto adapted, you're primed to look for fat for fuel, and that can be the fat from your diet or fat from your body. And this allows you to incorporate intermittent fasting as your body's not in quote unquote starvation mode. It's constantly snacking on your body fat throughout the day. So this actually increases your metabolic rate against most people's belief. If you eat a low calorie diet and you have 6 small meals a day constantly triggering a release of insulin and you're a sugar burner, that's a sure way to lower your metabolism and store fat. Remember, let's go back to how much fuel your body can store of each macronutrient. It can only store a certain amount of glucose and carbs. So when you run out of those, your body thinks it's going to starve. But on the other hand, fat storage is unlimited. So you will never run out of the storage, and your body knows that. So when it's looking for fat to burn, it knows that it has an unlimited amount and there's no need to starve or lower its metabolic rate. So number 4, use fat to feel satiated. If you do the first 3 things, you may not need as much fat as you think. If you find yourself still hungry, add a little more fat and protein. You can gain weight on a ketogenic diet, but calories still matter. However, when your insulin levels stay low, it's much easier to have your body burn and not store fat as it is on a standard American diet. Number 5, and this is so important, take your electrolytes. If you don't have the proper amount of sodium, potassium, and magnesium, you will hit a wall, be very tired, and feel symptoms such as headaches and lethargy. And as you're switching to a ketogenic diet, your kidneys release water weight and let go of those electrolytes. I recommend Oxalate as it covers the basics you need for electrolytes, minerals, amino acids, and vitamins as well. And number 6, this is important and against everyone's belief, is eat salt. We're in a society that tells you to be on a low salt diet, but you have to remember that all the processed foods on the standard American diet are full of sodium and the wrong one, and we're not aware of it. Additionally, your kidneys hold on to salt and water with that standard American diet. Salt and keto is very different. When you switch to a ketogenic diet or a carnivore diet, you're eating whole foods that don't naturally have much sodium in them, and your body is also letting go of water, salt, and electrolytes. So you want to use a high quality salt. I recommend accelerated ancient salt that's full of all the electrolytes in addition to being free of the microplastics that most salt has. Many use salt for constipation as a low salt and not the lack of fiber that can cause constipation. Number 7, drink more water. Like I said, as you're switching to a ketogenic diet, your kidneys release more water and electrolytes. Number 8, don't get overwhelmed with complicated recipes. It's super easy, and you can always look up some recipes at Maria Emmerich's website or on Pinterest. There's thousands. Number 9, ask for substitutions at restaurants. You're paying them and you are the customer. In today's world, more and more people have dietary restrictions, whether vegan or gluten-free or now keto. And it's actually easier to order keto than it is vegan at a restaurant. And number 10, lastly, don't do it alone. You can utilize the keto recipes and also have someone help you with coaching. Find a health coach, or you can contact me, and I'm happy to help you through this all. So that is your key to getting to burn your bone body fat. If you have any questions, you can always contact me directly. We are going to take a short commercial break and come right back with Jason Thomas from Eat Peely Nuts.
Are you wanting to optimize your physical, mental, and emotional health? Visit www.acceleratedhealthproducts.com. Accelerated Health Products to detox, reset, and rebuild your immune system naturally, and to accelerate your body, mind, and spirit with cutting-edge supplements and solutions. Get Sarah Banta's personal advice on a protocol just right for you. That's www.acceleratedhealthproducts.com.
Welcome back to Accelerated Health Radio, and we are joined with Jason Thomas. Jason grew up in Alaska. He worked on Arctic construction products and hunted in the tundra and fished the open seas with Native Alaskans. He set out to explore more of the world's beautiful landscapes and a myriad of cultures. He traveled extensively from the frigid tops of Alaska to the warm beaches of Hawaii, from the desolate mountains of the Patagonia to the most vibrant European cities, and from the dry Moroccan deserts to lush Southeast Asian jungles. During his explorations, Jason held several unique professional roles, including serving as a high-altitude mountain guide, an archaeologist assistant, a glaciology field hand, and a commercial fisherman, a kite surfing instructor, and a rock climbing bomb. My goodness, he has my husband's dream life back then. And then he came upon a special nut in the Philippines, and his life took a bit of a turn. I am assuming it's not what he expected. Jason, welcome. How are you today?
Hey, what's going on, Sarah? How are you doing today?
Awesome. I just read your story, and I know that my husband and my son would just be loving to live that life that you had before Peely Nuts came on board. And I know you're still doing a lot of that now, but why don't you go through what your life was like before this endeavor began?
Well, so I'll go with your husband and your son. We'll go back there. We'll do it all over again. But I've been really, really privileged. I spent half my life. I was born up in the Arctic, so I got to spend a bunch of time with the Native Americans up there. Got to hunt fish. I think we talked about it a little bit. And then I've never been sort of an office guy, never been, I guess, normal. And it's kind of pushed me in all these different directions. And it sort of pushed me to an adventure, a lot of adventure. And yeah, so it was totally different lifestyle than what I have now. I'm not going to lie. This business has been somewhat overwhelming. I work a bunch, and the trips back and forth to Asia are kind of my main travel these days, instead of getting to go climb mountains and kite surf as much as I want to. But I do get to kite surf some when I'm in the Philippines, and here on the Oregon coast, I do some kite surfing. But yeah, be good and sure you want to start a business, because life definitely changes, that's for sure. But yeah, no, life was a lot different, a lot simpler back then, but it had its challenges. I ran into some health problems, and that's one of the reasons why this product was so unique when I found it, and it's how I got into this. So we could talk a bunch about that, but I was really fortunate in my younger life to basically be kind of a little bit of a misfit and kind of just want to not do what everybody else was doing. I didn't want a 9-to-5 job. I wanted to travel the world, and I was really lucky to do that.
It's funny how our health takes something that we weren't interested in and kind of makes it into a passion. I mean, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing if it weren't for the health issues of my son and me. And I had major, major issues with my gut. My son, I don't think I've told you this, but he, at the age of 9, had leukemia. And yeah, so now he's a 17 and a half year old boy, and he's like a man now, and he's never sick. And I actually think he was exposed to the current threat and was kind of fine, had a little cough, and I can't confirm that. But at the same time, he has not been sick with a cold or flu since he was 9. So that's 8 years because of our supplements that we have put him on and through my company. And he was a national record holder for crew last year.
Wow. So he's a big guy.
No, he's not a big guy. He's 5'9", 150 pounds. But they won the lightweight. So it was a lightweight boat. But long story short, he's super physically fit and healthy because of, you know, you have to overcome your health problems, and life has its way of directing you in the right direction. So I would like to talk about what health issues did you have that you had to overcome?
Yeah. So I've talked about this before. You know, I was climbing all the time. I was, if I wasn't guiding, then I was traveling or some sort of climbing in Yosemite and Joshua Tree and all over the West Coast and anywhere that I could. And then I ended up in Los Angeles, found this new girlfriend. I started living there, and I didn't have an outlet for that what I was doing. So I started, this was back when CrossFit was just coming on. I got really into CrossFit. Long story short, I got really into CrossFit. I got a really bad case of rhabdomyolysis. I hope I'm saying that right. I completely trashed my muscles, exertional rhabdo, put me in the hospital. I was also guiding at the time. So I went up to Mount Rainier, was doing a few trips up there, but I got rhabdo right before a trip up around Mount Rainier, which exacerbated it. Ended up 7 days in the ICU in this shady hospital in Puyallup, Washington. Long story, left the hospital, was really sick for quite some time. Took me a year to really recover from that. Just fatigued. It was horrible. So that whole time I was just going to doctors, like, what's wrong with me? And no one could tell me what was wrong with me. So I kind of took matters into my own hands, spent a lot of time at natural food stores, a lot of time researching food. And what really saved me is, prior to this, I was sort of into the whole paleo thing, but what really saved me was fasting. I don't know if you, I don't know, Sarah, if you're into fasting, but not intermittent fasting, but water fasting. I read an article, someone, I may have even seen it on Facebook. I don't even know. This was quite some time ago, but I read an article about fasting and I was like, wow, I don't think I've ever gone 24 hours without food. And I was still feeling the effects of the rhabdo. No one could tell me what was wrong with me. It's chronic fatigue. Maybe I have Lyme disease. My body was just destroyed from the years of pushing it too hard with the rhabdo. And then also excessive use of antibiotics. When I was in the mountains, I didn't have time to be sick. So I would just pop antibiotics like it was nothing, destroying my gut. I didn't know anything about that at the time. But yeah, so the rhabdo is what really set me on this path of health, I guess.
So how often would you do the fasting and would you do just 24 hours?
Yeah, no. So I, that initial time, I lost my train of thought there. Listen, initial time I read, about fasting. I was like, I'm going to go 24 hours, one full day without fast, without eating food, just drink water. That turned into 12 days of a water fast.
And wait, on that first try?
First try. It changed my life. And, yeah, it really, it was unbelievable. What my body was going through, it was, and I would have gone longer, but I was on my way to Mexico for kite surfing and I would have literally gone longer. I had to force myself to eat. I'd lost all my appetite. And that really was my first step in the road to recovery from that whole rhabdo feeling like crap for a long time.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so that's how it all started. And I didn't even know what keto was back then, you know, and essentially I was in deep ketosis.
Of course. Well, for all of you listening, fasting, and that's why I promote intermittent fasting, which means just squeezing your 1 to 2 meals within a shorter period during the day, which gives your body that break to start healing the leaky gut throughout the hours that you're not eating. Because when you're eating all day long, your body's in digestive mode and not healing mode. But Jason obviously got deep into ketosis, into a deep healing state where your body was like, thank you, Lord. I mean, this is awesome. I've got all these days to just really heal that gut from all the antibiotics and everything that you've gone to. That is awesome. I have not done a 12-day fast. I can tell you that. So after that, you're feeling good. And did you even realize at the time that you were in ketosis? Did you know anything about keto at the time? I know you were paleo.
Right. So I knew I was in ketosis. I didn't know much about the ketogenic diet, so to speak, but I knew that I was in ketosis. I knew the process of the fast because, and this is an important thing. I think if you ever do fast, even if it's just a day or 3 days or a week, whatever it is, and even for intermittent fasting, the more you can read about it to sort of positively influence your mind to help, to keep you going, the better. So I was reading and reading and reading. So I was learning about ketosis. I was learning about the health benefits, all the sort of miracles that have happened with people that have fasted. I just kept reinforcing, like, keep doing this, keep going. And yeah, so I did know about, but I didn't really know about the ketogenic diet, so to speak.
That's awesome. So then how much further after that did you then go to the Philippines and discover the amazing PeeleeNet?
Well, so after all this, I was just never quite the same. I wasn't ready to go back, do high altitude climbing. And I just wasn't quite as strong. And I didn't feel comfortable guiding. It's funny because this TV show called me up and they wanted me to be on this Everest rescue TV show. And I almost did it, but I was really in no state to do it. But so then I got, while I was sick, I was visiting my dad and I saw kite surfing on the beach. I said, I got to try that. And I was still not healthy at the time. So when I would learn to kite surf, and then I was so exhausted afterwards, I'd rest for a few days and then I'd go back out and kite surf, and then I rest a few days. And then I started to feel better, and I didn't know what I was going to do with my life. I couldn't guide anymore. I'd done it for 11 years, traveling around the world, guiding. And so I got into teaching kite. I got really into kite surfing, and then I got into teaching it. And that took me all over the place, to Brazil, the Caribbean, Florida, Mexico. And I ended up, I guess it's probably 2 or 3 years later, I ended up in the Philippines. I heard about this amazing kite surfing spot in the north of the Philippines. And that's where I initially tried a peeling nut. And I had never heard of it. I'd never seen it. There was nobody selling it in the U.S. Or there was one like raw, some company like raw vegan folks that were selling it. But they were, when they're not, you don't take the skin off them, you can't tell whether or not they're rotten or not. So they were selling rotten peeling nuts to people. Ooh. And so people were eating them, not knowing, like, wow, these don't taste that good. Well, it's because they're rotten. But so I'd never heard of it. I Googled it. And then I was like, I'm going to bring some of these back. And I literally, I don't know if you saw me on Shark Tank, I literally snuck them through customs in my backpack, bought a bag off the internet, put a sticker on it. And that's how Peely Hunter started, really.
That's amazing. You know, I missed it on Shark Tank, which I can't believe I have, because it's one of our best or favorite TV shows. It's so good for kids to watch, as far as how do you get ahead in this world as a business person. But I would love to see the episode if you have it recorded somewhere.
It's on Hulu, I think. It's episode 11 this season. Yeah. Awesome. I didn't get a deal.
Okay. Hey, well, they lost out, I can tell you that. So yeah. I came across the peely nuts because it was back in 2015. I was in a bad car accident, and I was feeling good. My health had kind of stabilized, and I hit my head on the steering wheel at 50 miles an hour. And the memory went, the anxiety started ramping up. I literally could not write a market list without, you know, exploding into tears. I was such a mess. And I was introduced to keto and introduced to exogenous ketones. And I was like you, I was just watching probably 10 hours of podcasts from people in the space. And that's when it really just started taking off. And Jimmy Moore started talking about peely nuts. And I go, okay, I got to try these. And that's when I contacted you. And then I started carrying them on my website. And for our family, I've got it. So from the female perspective, you know, trying to suppress appetite but get great energy, I just need a handful of them. And I'm good for like 5 hours. I feel awesome. The brain energy, it keeps me in that ketogenic state. It actually raises my ketones. But then for my son, who I can't get enough calories down his throat just to keep his body fat's probably at 6%. He eats a whole bag a day. And I have a bag of them in my car and in different places, because whenever I'm stuck, they just satisfy that hunger, and they taste so good. They taste like butter and salt, the best things in the world together in one combination. And they have the least amount of carbs out of any nut out there. I saw, I think it was Thomas DeLauer who did a special on nuts. And he said, what are the best nuts to eat? And he put them all in order. And then he said, and peely nuts, they are off the charts. They don't even belong in this episode, because the nutritional profile is so much superior than any other nut, and they are the lowest in carbs. But why don't you talk a little bit about that? And did you even realize how amazing it was nutritionally when you found it? Or were you just thinking, my goodness, these are good nuts, I'll go back and sell them?
So a little bit of both. And I got a big shout out to Jimmy Moore. I mean, he was pretty cutting edge. This was 5-6 years ago now. And he was cutting edge and put me on his podcast. And he had heard of peely nuts. And Yeah, I haven't heard much from Jimmy in the past couple of years, but or he's been sort of taking a break, I think, the past year or so. But I initially was at Paleo FX back in 2015. So my first like experience with all that, I showed up with a sign and some peeling nuts. And then I met Jimmy and I met a bunch of other people, and Jimmy had heard of them. And so Jimmy was really helped me introduce the peeling nut to a lot of people. And but what was the question again? I just spaced out for a second there.
Well, were you thinking this was an amazing nutritional content, or was it just like these are?
It was both. I'd done a little research on them and it's like, wow, but I didn't know. Obviously I knew they tasted amazing, and that was the big selling point. But the fact that they were ultra keto, that was me going out and saying, we're the ones that introduced it to the keto community, and with really like the help with people like Jimmy. We introduced it to Thomas DeLauer, same. That was all me. We sort of said, the fattest nut on the planet, the highest fat, lowest carb. They told me, like, you better be damn sure you're right. So I researched it, and all the research I did, I came up with it actually is the highest fat, lowest carb nut on the planet. But nobody knew that at the time. No one was promoting it. And it was really the Jimmy and people like Thomas DeLauer that got it out to the keto community. After I introduced it to them, they got it out there. But no, I didn't know just how incredibly nutrient dense they were. You know, lowest carb, highest fat, highest magnesium of any nut. There's some studies saying that's got the highest vitamin E of any nut. It's full of calcium, zinc, phosphorus, manganese. It's because of the soil it grows in the Philippines. Unfortunately, with the food industry, we've introduced it to a lot of people, but a lot of people just tried to copy what we're doing, mimic what we're doing. And they're getting these organic certifications from them in the Philippines. And the truth of the matter is, and I don't want to be part of it, because there is no way to truly certify these organic. It's kind of a little bit of trickery going on there. They're better than organic. They're grown wild. And they're not really commercially farmed in the way that that you would envision a farm. There might be a couple growing in someone's backyard. But no, to answer that question, I didn't know just how amazing they were. And Jimmy was really instrumental in it teaching me about them as well. So it was pretty interesting.
Are any companies growing them in the United States yet?
No, you can't. They wouldn't grow here. It needs to be a certain soil type and volcanic soil. They do grow in Hawaii. A lot of Filipinos went to the Hawaiian Islands years ago for the sugarcane industry and for various other reasons. There's a lot of Filipino descendants living in Hawaii. And some of them brought pili trees years ago. So there's active growing pili trees in Hawaii, not a marketable amount, but there are definitely pili trees around. A friend of mine has sent me some pili over from Hawaii, but they wouldn't grow in the continental US. No way. Just, you need that tropical rainforesty sort of climate. Hawaii is quite, is perfect as well.
And what people don't understand is that a lot of nuts that you think you're eating something healthy, but they have lectins in them. And then there's also some nuts that you think you're doing the right thing with keto, and they've got a lot of carbs. Almonds have, I think, 6 grams of carbs. When you eat carbs and fat together, your body, like I was talking about in the beginning, your body's going to burn those carbs, and what's going to happen with that fat? If you don't use it right away, it's going to get stored as fat. So when you've got the peely nuts, I've tested myself. I've got my tester right here in my office that I can use at any time I want. And I've gone from fasting to having a handful of peely nuts, and my ketones go up. So it keeps you in ketosis. It is, and like I said before, I mean, one small handful and I'm satisfied for the day. And I do a lot of intermittent fasting. Sometimes I'll do one meal a day, and this is able because of that. Sometimes I'll have that little handful an hour or so before dinner, and I'm almost not even hungry for dinner just because they're so satisfying. But there's a lot of nuts like cashews and other legumes and peanuts that are full of lectins, and those lectins cause the leaky gut, and people think, oh, well, I don't understand. I'm doing all the right things. It's not working. I'm bloated. I'm constipated. I don't feel well. Well, there's these hidden lectins, and I love the fact that these are grown wild and in such rich soil. That's another thing that I talk a lot about, is that our food sources, they just don't have what they used to have. Even 50 years ago, our broccoli is a fraction of what it used to be. So people ask me, well, I shouldn't have to supplement. Well, you kind of do, because our soils are so depleted. But here, you're getting really rich soil food, and it's all in one. And the problem with supplementation sometimes is they're not in the proper ratio that comes naturally in food sources, and then you're missing out.
Yeah. No, you know, there's some studies that an apple in 1950 was had three times the nutritional value as it does now. I mean, don't quote me on that, but it's somewhere in that range. And these nuts, it's really unadulterated volcanic soil. It's a really rich volcanic region. Recent volcanoes. Matter of fact, one was just last year. It was all over the news. Mount Mayon was erupting, and that's where this stuff grows. So it's coming from a true source instead of having to supplement it. Exactly right. And the problem is, the people that are trying to like put an organic spin on this or whatever, that means they have to put organic fertilizers, which is good, but still in organic pesticides. But the ones that I'm getting, there's no pesticides, there's no fertilizers. So if you see them organic, they're actually probably less nutrient dense as these wild ones that we're getting.
That's really good to know. And when you went over there, I'm really curious, did the Filipino people know what they had? Do they enjoy the peeling nuts as much as we do?
So yes and no. They sugarcoat them and they fry them. It's a traditional way of doing it. No, and we put this healthy spin on it. There was a company out of Hong Kong that was doing peeling nuts as well. And they're some of the original people. But they weren't in business. When I started my business, they weren't in business. I don't know what something happened with their business. No, nobody quite knew. So the Filipinos have sort of taken my cue, and now they're promoting them like mine, like they're activating them, sprouting them, soaking them, and putting healthy spin on them, making butters out of them. But no, they had no idea. It was just the Filipino diet is very rich in fried. It's very fried, very fatty. Mm-hmm. Fried and refined oils, though, not necessarily good oils.
Right.
Even in the Philippines, it's hard to buy. It's not common to use extra virgin coconut oil. It's common to use refined. It's too expensive. Most of that stuff is being exported. They didn't really know what they had. They were still quite expensive because they're hard to come by, and there's so much labor that goes into them. But no, they didn't know just how healthy they are. So now they've taken my cue, and they're promoting them sort of like I am in the Philippines, which is great because the Filipino diet is just laden with fast food and processed crap and MSG. And we've exported all our crappy food to them, unfortunately.
Well, maybe with the current threat that's occurring, my view is that the world is becoming more local. So maybe they'll go back to their local foods and get rid of some of the processed foods, and who knows. But
you see it. It's really interesting. You actually see it with the folks that live in the province or out in the country. They're lean. They're wiry. They're strong. They can just scurry up a coconut tree or a peely tree like it's nothing. And then you go to the urban areas in the Philippines, and it's the opposite. Everyone's, you know, a little pudgy. They're getting, you know, it's the pollutants in the air. It's the processed food. So you see, like, the poor, so to speak, the poor people can't afford to buy all that processed crap. Mm-hmm. And they're quite healthy. It's the, you know, it's the big cities. And unfortunately, a lot of people live in big cities in the Philippines.
Right. Well, so now what does your diet look like today? And do you still eat peeling nuts, or have you OD'd on them?
I definitely OD'd on them. I used to do demos. You know, I was just telling one of my workers, 1 month I did 20,000 miles on my truck on the way, going up and down the West Coast, because no one had heard of the peeling nut. So I was going to stores and just hand them out to people doing demos. And I would have like a half pound sitting next to me as I was driving home or driving up the coast or whatever. And I would literally eat, you know, oh, I just ate a half pound or a pound of peeling nuts because I had nothing else in the car over a long drive. And I sort of burned out on them. And that's, this is probably not a good marketing ploy, but you don't need to, you don't need to eat a lot of them. I tell people you don't. They're very rich. Matter of fact, if you eat a pound of them, they're going to go right through you. It's just pure fat. And you're getting lots of minerals and vitamins from them. So you don't really need to eat like huge amounts of these. I know it sounds counterintuitive. Like I'm trying to sell them, but I don't want people to OD on them. Just a small amount. And you talked about it, the satiating factor of them. They truly are. That's not a sales pitch. They're so rich and so fatty that you just eat a small amount and that's, you're good for a while.
Well, I believe that your body, when you keep eating and eating and eating, especially if it's like carbs or foods that don't have much nutritional value, your body's saying, okay, I haven't gotten enough of that zinc or magnesium or potassium, and your brain is telling your mouth to keep eating. But when you're eating these nuts, they're so chock full of nutrients, your body's saying, oh, that's all I need. Thanks. And we're done.
Yeah, totally. If you've been in keto and you go eat a few carbs, you go nuts. You can't stop eating.
Yeah. And it's interesting too. I will go keto all day long and sometimes I'll have, you know, a low carb ice cream, but even there's enough sugar in there that lights up my brain and says, oh, I want more of that. Even though I left the dinner table after a ribeye steak and felt totally satiated. So your brain it's sugar and carbs are more addictive than cocaine. So you have to know when you're fully keto, and you won't get that reaction when you're eating these nuts because your brain says, thank you, I'm done, I'm good. And that's why it's a great snack or a bag to just keep in your car. They never go stale and they're just there if you need them. And the problem is sometimes portion control, because sometimes you'll eat more because they taste so good before your brain has time to say it, I'm done. That's okay. What does your diet consist of now? What are you still fasting? Do you intermittent fast?
When you were talking about the sugar stuff, I'm just seeing so many companies that are just loading. They're calling themselves health food. I see it right here in Oregon. Like they're loading their stuff with sugar. Like literally a third of the product is sugar. And that's how they keep prices low. That's how they keep people addicted. There's coffee creamers that are, you know, claiming to be healthy. There's all this stuff. It's just literally a third sugar in there. Tricking the consumers. And I never want it to be like that because I don't want to eat that way myself. So mostly I eat sort of ketogenic. You keep talking about ribeye steaks. I eat a lot of ribeye steaks, but mostly keto diet. I don't necessarily stick to it 100%, but I eat low carb for sure. I don't eat a lot of fruits. When I do go to the Philippines, I love some of the tropical fruits, durian. There's a bunch of amazing fruits over there that I can't resist. But for the most part, when I'm settled in and back home, I eat mostly ketogenic style with a couple little treats. I don't know if I told you, have you tried our chocolate yet? Our Peely chocolate?
I haven't. I saw that on the website and I wanted to talk to you about some of the new products that are out. Yes.
Yeah. That one, that's like my little cheat. We have two versions of it. So what I did is I took we created this brand new chocolate bar. We took Peely nuts, we ground them up instead of using cacao butter. So most chocolate is cacao butter, the cacao itself. And then if it's milk chocolate, there's milk and sugar and all this other stuff, but ours is a dark chocolate. So we took out some of the cacao butter and we replaced it with Peely nuts. You can't see the nuts. They're just, they're actually part of the bar. So it's really melt in your mouth, makes it higher fat. That's sort of my cheat thing. We make two versions. One has 3 grams of sugar, the whole bar, and one has no grams of added sugar. So if you like really, really dark chocolate, you would love these. And we're using this this company out of California that sources the best cacao in the world. It's from a regenerative farm down in Ecuador, all organic, real deal, no slave labor. I don't know if you guys know the chocolate industry very well, but no slave labor involved. We're taking care of the people we're getting it from. Honestly, think it's the best low carb chocolate on the market. There's some really good ones out there and they're my friends, but this one is really the best low carb chocolate on the market. No kidding.
Okay, we are going to have to try that. That's going to...
I'll send you stuff.
You know what happens in my house is my kids do all the marketing for me now that they're driving age and I can tell them to. But what they do is they'll go to the market or when the boxes come in of snack food, they'll hide it. And they each have their little corner and they don't think I know it. So I know that chocolate bar is going to be hidden as soon as it comes in the mail. Well, we are almost out of time, but before we leave, I want to make sure that you can let everybody know where they can find you and all of your amazing products. And I want to also make sure everyone knows they can use coupon code SARABANTA, all one word, for a discount on the website.
Yeah. So yes, go to eatpeelynuts.com, EATPILINUTS. We also have the company's name is Peely Hunters. We've gone through a couple changes. If you're looking for Peely Nuts, look for the surfboard and the guy with the spear. So I hate to say this, but especially after Shark Tank and some of these other things, we've had companies sort of make a bag that looks like ours to try to trick the consumer. So look for the surf. Look for the and we actually introduced all those guys to the product as well. But look for the surfboard. Look for the surfboard, the spear, and that's sort of the story how I found the kite surfing. How I found the product kite surfing, and it kind of comes together. And but yeah, eatpeelynuts.com, EATPILINUTS. And then if you have any questions, you're more than welcome. There's a contact page on my webpage. If you have any questions about Peely Hunters or Peely Nuts or some of our new products, definitely just shoot me an email.
And I want to say I have tried the competitors' nuts because I felt the need. I needed to. Damn. They're not as good. I'm sorry. Yeah. And I also love the fact that you are doing this for all the right reasons. I know it's not about money. It's about giving people what they need and introducing to, we would never know about Peely Nuts if it weren't for you. So I am selfishly grateful. And so are all four of my other family members. So thank you. And
I was just thinking, I need to send you these new fried ones too. These fried Peely Nuts. We fry them in avocado oil.
Oh, amazing. We will definitely gobble those up. Well, thank you, everybody. And thanks, Jason, for joining us today. If I can help you with any health issues, you can contact me, Sarah Banta, at sarah@acceleratedhealthproducts.com. And I'm happy to put together a protocol for you. I know sometimes it's hard to know where to start. You can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, under Accelerated Health Products, and my YouTube channel under Accelerated Health Radio. And you can also find me on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, Pandora, or whatever podcast platform you subscribe to. You will be able to find this episode up there as well. I'm now on Accelerated Health Bites, where I do short informational videos about health topics and solutions that you ask me about. So if you have a health condition or a topic you want me to address, let me know. And if you like what you heard today, please hit the subscribe button and share with a few of your friends who may need my help. As you share, my channel helps me help more people like you and bring more cutting edge guests on my show. Don't miss next week's interview and send me your questions and topics. You can find the supplements that I talked about in the beginning on the website, Accelerate Health Products, and you can use coupon W4HC20 for 20% off site-wide, including all of those supplements. Thanks again, and let's see you next week. Have a great week.
Thank you for joining us today on W4HC Radio for Accelerated Health Radio with Sarah Banta. Make sure to tune in every week at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to uncover your highest potential through natural and innovative wellness modalities.